five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins, rookie fireman, in the office of Chief Cody, where Tim has gone to get the chief's advice on how to help his cousin, chief of the Upper Falls Volunteer Brigade, combat the destructive fires that are devastating the countryside. But before we join Tim, here is some information you'll want to hear. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Chief Cody's office at Fire Department Headquarters, where Tim Collins, who has just hurried into town from the village of Upper Falls, is in conference with the chief. Only a moment ago, you remember, Tim was admitted to the chief's private office.
Private Collins reporting,
what,
sir.
Collins, what are you doing in town? You're supposed to be on furlough.
Well, I think I have the key to that situation at Upper Falls, chief.
Well, sit down, boy, sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Collins, I didn't expect you to report here in person when I tried to call you at the farm.
You phoned me, sir?
Yes, your brother Jimmy took the call.
Oh, that's funny. He didn't give me any message.
He said something about a fire. Said an alarm had been rung in.
Oh, yes, yes, Chief. The schoolhouse was on fire. I came direct from the fire, left Cousin Ellery trying to find out what caused it, and I haven't seen Jimmy since then.
I suppose the schoolhouse was a total loss, Collins.
No, sir. For once, the Upper Falls engine got there on time.
Well, that's progress. But what about water, Collins? I understand the wells and ponds are going dry.
Well, we carried our own water, sir. You see, the brigade has some of those backpacks.
Oh, yes, those packs they use for brush fires.
Yes, sir.
Man carries a can of water on his back.
Yes, sir, that's right. Mm-hmm. And this time, the pack extinguisher was enough to knock down the fire. So that gave me an idea.
Now, go on, Collins.
Well, Chief, out in the country, most times a backpack isn't enough to knock down a fire in a farmhouse. But a couple of 100 gallons of water would do it. If the men could be sure of having that water when they need it.
Right, Collins. We've got to figure some way to get water to the fire scene every time the Upper Falls Brigade turns out.
Yes, sir. I was hoping you'd have an idea, Chief, if I told you the situation Cousin Ellery is in. You see, tonight the volunteers have their meeting, and, well, I'm afraid he's finished as chief.
Collins, I think I know how to get water to the scene of any fire in Upper Falls.
Oh, what is it, Chief? Some new type of equipment?
You'll see. It's down below in the headquarters garage. And since your cousin is in a tight spot, I'll help you deliver this new equipment to Upper Falls tonight.
Hey, Mr. Chairman. Chief, I want the floor.
Tyler Bedlow wants to talk, boys. Let's have a little order, shall we?
Order, please.
Order, please.
Yeah. Ellery, when in time are we going to get on with the business of this here meeting?
Well, now we've heard all the reports from officers, I guess old business is just about cleared up, Tyler.
Good. Then I got some new business to propose, Ellery.
Such as what, Tyler?
Such as it's time to inquire into whether or not us fellas in the Upper Falls Volunteer Fire Brigade ought to get us a new chief.
Mm-hmm. On what grounds, Tyler?
Well, take that fire in the schoolhouse today.
Well, we put it out, didn't we? Saved the schoolhouse.
Maybe we did, but that fire now, how'd it get started? Mighty mysterious, seems to me. Yet I don't see you investigating or inquiring. Don't see you calling on the police to round up the youngsters that must have started it.
Uh-huh. And that's one of the duties of the chief, is it? Finding out how fires get started.
Why, of course it is, Ellery. And you just ain't made a move.
So the way you see it, I'm not filling my position as chief.
Well, no. Come to think of it, looks like us boys have got a case right there.
All right, then. At least now we've got a plain accusation right out in the open.
Yeah, and you can't answer it, Ellery.
I beg to differ. Oh, boys, Pete and Jimmy, bring in the goldfish.
But goldfish?
That's what I said.
What in the name of...
Now, here you are, boys. Now, set it right down here. Right on the table. That's it. Now, you can run along home, Pete. Tell Ma I'll be late, and you and Jimmy get to bed.
Goldfish? Ellery Collins, what in time are you up to now?
You ever see this tank before, Tyler?
Huh?
Now, set your mind to it now. A big glass bowl full of goldfish. Maybe 50, 60.
Goldfish. Now, let me see. Where the... Yeah, a schoolhouse. That's the glass tank from the schoolhouse.
Maybe you noticed it today at the fire tie. Maybe you noticed where it was setting.
Yeah, up in the southeast window, that's where it was setting. Well, what about it? If the teacher wants to keep a bunch of goldfish...
Now, there's this about it, Tyler. Maybe you noticed where the fire in the schoolhouse got its start.
Why, over on the back wall.
Uh-huh.
Over amongst the papers and stuff on the bookshelf.
And you want me to get some boys arrested for starting it. That right, Tyler?
Well, it stands to reason. All he had to do, just toss a match in amongst those papers and run like blazing.
Uh-huh. Only I'd hate to think of any of our boys would do a thing like that. Our boys, they just aren't that kind.
Well, somebody started that fire.
Yep, somebody did. These here are goldfish, that's who.
Ellery Collins. I was fixing to get mad at you, but now I'm getting sorry. Why, you're crazy as a loon. Boys, the chief is...
No, Tyler, don't you remember?
Huh?
Don't you call to mind how we used to take a piece of glass, focus it so as the sunlight would set fire to something, paper maybe, or grass, or twigs?
All right, Jinx, you're right. So that's how the goldfish did it.
That's how they did it. Of course they had help.
Eh?
Teacher set the big glass tank on the windowsill, and then along came a good, strong ray of sun, and...
And the goldfish tank, she focused the light on the papers way across the room until it took fire.
Well, Tyler, you want me to have the police arrest these here fish?
Oh, boys. Now, fellas, listen. Don't let him get us off the main track.
Hold on, boys. Hold on. Let's have some order. Order, please.
I demand to be heard. Nothing ain't settled yet.
Well, now let's listen to Tyler, boys. He won't be satisfied till he nails my hide to the barn door. Let's give Tyler Bedlow the floor.
Meanwhile, as Tyler Bedlow resumes his attack on Chief Ellery Collins, a strange and monstrous motor vehicle rumbles through the night toward the village of Upper Falls. Riding in the cab beside the driver are Chief Cody and Tim Collins. As the heavy machine dips downward from the crest of Hangover Hill, Tim points to the village below.
We're coming to Upper Falls, Chief Cody.
Not many lights are showing down there.
No, sir. Those you see are at the firehouse.
Good. The meeting must still be in progress,
then. Yeah, Cousin Ellery was all set to make that meeting last. I promised I'd turn up with a good idea, but...
But you've done better. You've got the answer to the problem right here where the volunteers can see it.
Oh, their eyes will pop out of their heads, Chief. Watch the curve here, Mac. There's the firehouse, Chief.
Pull up in front of it, Mac.
Chief, shall I call the men from the firehouse?
No, let's have some fun with them. Oh, ring that bell, Mac.
Here they come, Chief. Swarming like wasps.
Let up, Mac. Mac, let up.
Hey, who's making that rumpus?
Hey, what's the idea?
Who are you, man? Step out here where we can see you.
It's only me, Cousin Ellery.
Oh, Ellery, it's that cousin of yours from the city.
Tim, I was hoping you'd turn up any minute, but is that Chief Cody?
Yeah, evening, Chief Collins.
Well,
just thought I'd help your cousin deliver this piece of apparatus.
That oil truck?
Ellery Collins, did you order that tank truck full of gasoline?
Why, Tyler, Chief Cody, last week in the city, I said we wanted to buy a piece of apparatus.
I understood you wanted equipment that would help you fight these fires in the countryside.
Well, yes, but...
Well, there she is, on approval. Try her out. And if she does the trick, why, go ahead and buy her.
Looks like city folks are crazier than I heard tell of, putting out fires with gasoline. Ellery, this'll just about finish you as chief of the Upper Falls Brigade.
Now, hold your horses, Tyler. I'm beginning to... Tim.
Right here, Ellery.
Tim, that gasoline truck, how much does she hold?
Oh, 1,000 gallons of liquid.
Yes, sir, Tyler. That tank carries 1,000 gallons of liquid. Not gasoline, but water.
Yes, sir, and she's full of water right now, Ellery. Let her roll to a fire along with your engine, and you don't care if all the wells in Upper Falls dry up for good.
Ellery, tan my hide if you ain't solved our problem after all.
Chief Cody, did you mean? The chief and Cousin Tim.
Oh, that makes no, never mind. You was in on it too, Ellery. Oh, you old fox.
No hard feelings, Tyler?
Hard feelings? Ellery, seems we're going to be able to protect our property from now on. I'm so happy I could holler my head off.
So there's an end to hard feelings in the fire brigade at Upper Falls. As Chief Cody and Tim Collins point out, that an ordinary tank truck carrying 1,000 gallons of water to the fire scene can protect property anywhere in the countryside. even when the season is so dry that streams and wells are drying up. But as Tim soon learns, the dry season brings a special danger to the woods and forests near Upper Falls. For his thrilling experience with a forest fire, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with a question for you to answer. Now, here it is. What do you think is the most common cause of outbreaks of fire? Well, I'll give you about 10 seconds to figure it out. You know about the hazards of rubbish in the cellar, faults in the electrical equipment, grease catching fire in the kitchen. But the most common hazard of all, have you figured it out? Is matches. That's right, common, ordinary matches. Usually in connection with smoking. That's the chief cause of destructive fires. So keep it in mind and be careful. All right, so long for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.
Able to protect our property from now on, I'm so happy I could holler my head off.